Hi, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio. And this is July 10th, 2020. Well, guys, I want to say thank you all. And I want to give a big thanks to Joe for allowing me to do extra light work on for Light Revolution 2020. And thank you, everybody that joined in and then did extra work later on, or maybe even, you know, that night, the early morning hours. Thank you. You know, you never know what's going to happen until you do the energy work. Then you kind of sit back and watch what's happening and going on in the earth. A couple good things I wanted to point out, it was a couple of the pipelines had gotten stopped. That the Indians and a lot of people were protesting. Another one was half of Oklahoma was given back to the Indians through a treaty that they had. I guess it's time for the Indians to come out and receive their just dues. On the other hand, some of the crazy, cray, cray, cray Trump stuff, sorry to bring him up, but yeah, he just let out his pal, Roger Stone. You know, he gave him a free card out of jail, free pass out of jail. Talk about Don the Con, the mobster guy, supporting other mobsters. And geez, you know, what will it take? What does this man have got to do before anyone else in the government gets him out? Or are they just going to stand there with their thumbs up their rear, which is what they're doing? And I am talking about the Democrats mostly, but you know, the Republicans are in bed with them and they can also open up their mouth. What does it take, for God's sake? Yeah, this man is not God, but the evangelicals think he is. They think he's the anointed one, because he got elected, so if God didn't want him there, then he wouldn't have gotten elected. So, ergo, he's the chosen one. Okay, fine. And he is being protected by a lot of magic, a lot of Nazi magic, a lot of evangelical magic, which we do our best to neutralize. And we got to keep it up, you know, keep up the energy work. It's certainly not over. And keep your eyes open and listen to see what's actually happening on the earth. And pay attention to what the good things are, because they're out there. And God will bring them up to your consciousness wherever you live. You know, if you did some work with me, good things are going to happen where you are. Just pay attention. And we're still in Mercury in retrograde. Yeah, you know, it can go wrong at will. Appointments just don't come together. Communication challenges, things can break down. Electrical cars. It's just a fun time. So Mercury goes direct on the 12th of July, but you got to give it 3 days to get out of the curve. So don't do anything really serious or sign any contracts till, yeah, July 16th. You'll be fine. And then you can move forward. Now, one of the things, you know, sometimes I wonder the day before, I know, I should have this done weeks ahead of time about what I'm going to do on air. And sometimes I just kind of let it percolate. And then Friday morning, I see what's going on in the world. And it's like, okay, this is what I need to give attention to. And one of the things that was brought to my mind is how much the Catholic Church received from this care package the government was supposed to give to small businesses. And, you know, a lot of them were having a tough time because they had to pay off all those pedophile suits. And we gave them $140 billion. I mean, they got, or $104 billion. It was a lot. And they don't pay taxes. So how in the hell did they get money? Other than Bill Barr, he's Catholic and he's definitely on the Pope's side. And he thinks the Catholic Church should be the number one church on the planet and everything else, can go to dust. So he definitely supports the Catholic Church. Knights of Columbus, anybody in power that belong to any of those Catholic groups out there? What I decided to do tonight, that we do some energy work. I would do the curse removal energy balancing because I figure y'all need it. And then I'll do a little energy work on our DNA. And then I want to cut the Catholic Church off of its satanic hold on the planet. So I'm going to do the curse removal energy balancing first, and then we're just going to go into the energy work. And as we do the energy work, I'm going to ask that you do some creative visualization, especially when we get to the Catholic Church part, and give it energy. So for those of you that are going to participate, I want you to sit down, put your feet flat on the floor, sit straight up, put your hands in your lap like you're going to receive, because you are. And I want you to inhale light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine all that unwanted energy going through the violet flame back to God. And you fill up with your divine essence. So breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And keep doing that until I tell you to stop, but don't hyperventilate on me. And as you're doing that, I surround each of you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing, and I seal you in the pink flame of love. And I call to all your teachers, guides, masters, all the divine beings that work with you, and invite them in to make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. So take one more gentle, deep breath and exhale out anything left in your body that no longer serves you. And imagine that, again, that unwanted energy going through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. So as you're doing that, I want you to imagine this incredible healing energy coming down from God, coming into the crown chakra on top of your head, and allow this energy to flow through your brain. And as it flows through your brain, every cell, atom, molecule of your brain reconnects to the Creator, and you become an even more awakened spiritual being filled with all these new possibilities. And now let that energy flow out your third eye in the middle of your forehead. And feel the energy now drift down so it comes out your throat chakra. And allow that energy to drift even farther so it comes out of your heart chakra. And now allow that divine energy to flow down and come out of your solar plexus. And feel that energy now flow down even farther and come out of your belly button chakra. And feel that energy come out of your sacral, which is right below your belly button chakra. And now let that energy flow out of your root chakra. And allow that energy to flow all the way down your legs. Let it go out your feet into the earth. Let it flow down your arms, out your hands, and allow it to flow down your spine. Feel yourself totally consumed in this very high healing energy. Take one more gentle deep breath. And again, as you exhale, feel anything dark or negative that still may be in your body. Release as you exhale. And allow that energy to go through the violet flame back to God. And you fill up with your divine essence. As you're doing that, I call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours, whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is that created anything out of balance in your life or your body today. And as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God. And you fill up with your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion. Cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family. Going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too is peeled off of you gently, like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental of yours that was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own. Clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on, and as ties to all those elementals are cut. We call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. We fill them up with love, and I command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to remove any energy implants that could have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime. Because of dark magic, voodoo, dark witchcraft, Santa Maria, or just dark thoughts sent your way. I want the stick, pin, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately filling up with the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling all your divine missions, and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy that's keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you is peeled off of you too, like an onion skin. It all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. Now, if there is anybody out there directing any kind of dark energy at you, whether it's through magic, witchcraft, Santa Maria, black magic, or just angry dark thoughts sent your way, we're going to ask them to stop, step forward in the light. And if they choose to continue, which is their free will, we ask their higher self and guardian angels to step in and put them in a position of harmlessness. We surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them. It's 2 inches from their nose. And as long as they do that dark work, that energy is going to stay contained in the bubble. And I'm going to add the violet flame to it to transmute any of their dark energy so they have no forward movement. And the bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. I called your higher self and ask your higher self to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health. And allow that to be activated in your body now. The one you created before you incarnated into this lifetime. Now I ask your higher self again to activate your divine blueprint for all your gifts that you've been given, that you were had when you were born into this lifetime, and allow that to integrate. And I call to your higher self again to activate your divine blueprint for divine abundance, the one you created before you came down into this lifetime. Now allow all that energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way. With your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs going all the way down into your DNA. And with every breath, allow more of this energy just to integrate gently, settle in. You become very clear-headed. And very, very centered. Now we're going to do some energy work on our DNA. And as we do this, we're also going to call to the higher selves of everyone on planet Earth, all life forms, and ask for permission to do this light work for you. I call to everyone's higher selves and ask that their higher self now allow all strands of everyone's DNA to reconnect and realign with the divine with such a high healing energy that will keep anything from affecting the DNA and mutating it for any reason. See all strands of everyone's DNA reconnect to the Creator, allowing the DNA to keep its proper divine shape, healthy and functioning. See all dark veils that are around our strands being cleansed by the violet flame and everyone reawakening to their divinity and spiritual connection to the divine. Let us direct this high energy to all fetuses, human, reptilian, mammals, fish, birds, all life forms being carried in the mother's womb. As this high DNA healing is directed toward the fetuses, we see them forming perfect and healthy. As our DNA strands are being healed, we become healthier. All our spiritual psychic abilities are open and are enhanced with everyone integrating their abilities in a gentle, kind way. Everyone is excited at their newfound gifts, using them joyfully in service for the planet and all living on her. People also using their gifts to heal themselves, the elementals, and taking divine creation to new heights. See everyone and anyone, everywhere on the planet, who is now being affected by any kind of unnatural, excessive radiation, being sent an extra veil of light to protect their bodies. See their DNA reconnecting to the Creator and sent mass dose of healing energy that will help correct any possible DNA altering. And this includes anyone that's going and is actually experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. See them being sent mass doses of energy healing. Let this be also a gentle, kind experience. Now, as everyone awakens, they realize that they can create heaven on earth, being given answers for all challenges on the planet, from neutralizing radiation on the planet, for God does not give us a challenge without giving us answers to solve it, to healing the waters, air, ozone, you name it, divine creation, working through us will heal it. As our DNA is reconnected to the divine, it also cuts all ties anyone who's tried to genetically alter all life forms in any way, including all genetically modified food. See, all our food supply whose DNA has been altered in any way, also reconnecting back to the divine and being filled with such a high healing divine energy that all life forms are allowed to go back to their God created shape and function. We ask that all other life forms, including all sea life, reconnecting their DNA to the Creator, and as all life forms reconnect, see them becoming healthier, including all unborn fetuses. We also see all other life forms being filled with an extra light energy to help protect them, whether they are on land or sea. I command the angels go forth to anywhere where there's any Tesla Vril machine that is being used to alter humanity in any way, be cut from their masters, filled with the violet flame to clean it up, angel light energy to heal it. We now command those machines to break down, misfunction, stop working, and to keep breaking down. I call to the higher self of anyone running the machines and ask that they become dyslexic around them. See all programs that have our genetic codes being scrambled and or go invisible as we put lots of magnetics on all hard drives connected to those computers. Let's call to the rats, mice, fleas, flies, snakes, mites, mold, and dust to make nests in all this equipment and see all those machines and computers breaking down now. And again, I call to everyone's higher self and ask that your divine blueprint for perfect health is activated and put into motion. So allow this integration in a very gentle, kind, loving way with all your cells, atoms, molecules, all your internal organs, going all the way down into your DNA. All right, so now we're going to do some energy work. Now I've got you in this very high sacred space. And we're going to create a bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we are going to put all the popes, the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church, and everything that's connected to it, including all the secret societies. So we're going to create a bubble of light and put that all in there. And also all life forms and the earth. I know it's a big bubble. We can do it. All right. So let there be light in the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vested in me, I command. This is to the black and white Pope, the Alumbrados, the Jesuits, Opus Dei, the Illuminati, all your organizations that work with you, including all Masons that support you, all the way down to the simple lay person. God the Creator is putting you on notice that all your works are now going to crumble and dissolve to dust. You do not own anything on this planet, nothing. We release, cancel, clear, and dissolve all from your black magic you have woven with Satan to keep this planet and all life forms in slavery. We call to Michael the Archangel to take his sword of blue flame and cut ties to all your magic, including all skins it is written on, no matter where you keep it hidden. Nothing can hide from God, so be afraid, be very afraid. As ties to all your black magic is cut from you and pacts you made with Satan, we call the violet flame to clean up all your dark energy, and then we send the angel light energy to heal it. Fill it up with the divine creator's love. We command the skins and parchments to now be neutral, only emitting love. I call upon the fire elemental to burn in all your vaults and everywhere you keep these skins and parchments of magic. Let the flame do the final cleansing. I now see all your vaults in flame and burning till all skins and parchments are in ashes. Of course, without anyone being hurt or harmed. All trusts are hereby dissolved through the sacred trust that God has with humans to set us free. We cut all black magic, satanic ties and binds you have placed on all life forms, souls, the planet and earth going back to the time of Pope Boniface and any poppables he created, cutting ties to an express trust called Unum Sanctum that claims the Pope owns all souls. The ties and binds of this energy and all souls are now cut free from your bondage. You own no one. The people of this planet and all have their very own direct link to God, the Creator, thus in charge of all dominion on the planet. You do not own the world, humans, nor any souls on this planet or anywhere. We can manage our own sacred trust with the Creator ourselves. You're fired. We now reconnect all these souls to the Creator, helping them become awakened, conscious, spiritual beings. We cut the ties to all of Pope Nicholas V in 1435 and all his trusts. He set up claiming all real estate as his, then binding that in magic. We again cut the ties with this trust, call in the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal, then we reconnect it to God. Now we command it to be neutral, only emit love. We call forth the fire elemental to burn this magic and all it is written onto ashes. And this trust is hereby dissolved by the light of God, the Creator, and everything that is holy. We cut all ties to Pope the Sixth and the trust that makes people slaves. We again cut the ties to this magic and the bonding of it with Satan. We call the violet flame through it to clean up the energy, angel light to heal it. Then we reconnect it to the Creator, commanding it to be neutral. We again call to the fire elemental to blaze through this magic till it's cleansed by fire to ashes and dust. I see the storage vaults in physical flame now. We now see all veils and overlays over all souls being removed, allowing everyone to reconnect to their higher selves, becoming awakened spiritual beings, fully aware of their divine missions and purposes. We cut all ties with the trust called Sesui Quivi, claiming all souls to Satan and the Catholic Church. As these ties are cut, we call the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. Fill it up with the Creator's love. Now we command it to be neutral, to only emit love. I call the fire elemental to burn the skin it's written on till ashes. See all souls being set free again, becoming awakened spiritual beings. We cut ties and magical contracts the Roman Catholic Vatican Church Empire had with Hitler. All concordats are now dissolved by the violet flame, healed in angelite and reconnected to the Creator, now becoming neutral or only emitting love. The energy of the First through the Fourth Reich is now dissolved. We cut ties to all curses that were directed at the Cathars from Pope Innocent III and the Albigensian Crusade. We cancel clear all written papal bulls setting the Cathars free, past, present, and future. Call the higher selves of all popes, black and white, past, present, and future, all Nazis, Alumbrados, Jesuits, Opus Dei, Illuminati, and all fraternal organizations connected to the Roman Catholic Church to step forward in the light of God, renounce Satan and all lies, deceptions, and wars you create. And if you choose not to, which is your free will, I call to your higher self and guardian angel to put you all in positions of harmlessness now. We remove all veils, overlays you have placed on each other, cut the oaths you have taken together, binding you to each other and your projects, now removed. For those who choose to stay with Satan, again, your free will, we place you all in a bubble of mirror, the mirror facing you, so any dark energy you try and send out will stay contained. We add the violet flame to cleanse this energy so it does not gain any strength. This bubble of mirror will stay up 24/7, 365 days a year, from here through eternity. It will dissolve when you choose to work in the light of the Creator and not Satan. Until then, this bubble keeps you powerless. Let all veils and overlays of magical protection be removed as the Goddess of Truth brings everything that you're trying to hide up to the surface in a way where the masses see it and are given the divine inspiration on how to correct what you have done. The Goddess of Justice is after you now. I call for your karmic return for all your works, which shall be amplified over 100,000-fold. I step aside as it's returned to you now. As your magic is dissolved and neutralized, all life forms can now reconnect to the Creator, becoming awakened, enlightened, joyful beings. And again, let all veils of magical protection be removed around you as the Goddess of Truth brings everything that you're trying to hide up to the surface, again, in a way where the masses see it and are given divine inspiration on how to correct what you have done. The Goddess of Justice is after you now. I call for your karmic return for all your works, which shall be amplified 100,000-fold, and I again step aside as it's returned to you now. As your magic is dissolved and neutralized, all life forms can now reconnect to the Creator, becoming awakened, enlightened, joyful, spiritual beings, quantum leaping us far into the golden age of divine enlightenment. All right, fill that up with light and love. And we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. So let's do a little some light work for the planet. We haven't done that in the light a long time. As far as that last one, I want you to take a deep breath and release it. And allow it to just go out into the universe and start manifesting. So again, we're going to create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in the Mother Earth and all life forms. So we're going to call the Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any darkness, any negative overlays that's around the planet. That's keeping people from reconnecting to the Creator and the planet herself. We're going to call down a golden solar energy and see that energy in your mind's eye going through the morphogenetic grid. And now see it pour over all pyramids, obelisks, domes on the planet. And as this golden solar energy flows over those objects, see it then go into the ground, into the ley lines. And as it flows, it touches all the ley lines on the planet. And as this is happening, everyone starts awakening more and really reconnecting to the Creator and releasing all darkness, any negativity, Now we're going to send this energy into all the fault areas on the planet, all the volcanoes, anywhere where there's a lot of stress built up on the planet. And we're going to send a violet flame into those areas to help that energy release. And we're going to call to the Mother Earth. And if she's got to move instead of one big blow, we're going to ask her to move in ratchets and just gently back and forth, back and forth, and do little mini movements. And send this energy into all the areas that are being fracked, that are being polluted. And just allow the violet flame to start cleaning it up. And now allow this energy to flow right down into the earth, into the very heart of the earth. And it's going to be light and the violet flame combined. And it's going to help the earth maintain her balance, clean up all negativity that she's taken on. From anyone or anywhere. And we're going to help the Mother Earth now pull back to her all the resources, the minerals, that energy that's been taken out of her, including all the gold. And see all that energy come back to the Mother Earth, and she goes into greater balance. And now let this energy come back to the surface. And as it comes to the surface, we're going to send it through all the oceans and all the waters. And let this energy be a reoxygenating energy for the planet, for the water, elemental. And it's cleaning it up. It's neutralizing any out of balance sound coming from any of the military or warships, including any sonar. And we're going to send energy to whoever has sonar that's in the military, that's out there for military use, and see their sonars breaking down, especially the RIMPAC and the military exercises they want to do around Hawaii. See all those military ships breaking down, their sonars not working and imploding, where they have to all go back to all their home ports in their very own countries to get it repaired and see that keep breaking down. So let's send energy to all the fish and all the sea life. Let them recharge, regenerate, send healing to their life force. And see this energy that we're sending out also neutralizing all chemicals, radiation, pharmaceuticals that the water elemental may have had to take on. And as that's neutralized, see the water elemental cleaning up. And we're going to send energy now into all the dead zones in the oceans. And in your mind's eye, I want you to imagine these huge, 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 huge bottles of water, 10 miles by 10 miles, 10 by 10 miles. They're big, all over the ocean. And these bottles are going to be filled with clean, pristine water and filled with everything the sea life needs to survive. And now we're going to command the water elemental to mirror these bottles of water and see the oceans coming back to life and the sea life coming back to life. And now we're going to send energy out to every man, woman, and child on the planet. Let them recharge, regenerate, fill up with so much light that they become awakened spiritual beings and given all their divine missions and all the thoughts that they need and how they're going to fulfill them, and send everyone joy. Remove all dark energy overlays that's keeping people from reconnecting to the Creator. Remove all fear, anything that no longer serves people. And as they become awakened spiritual beings, they see clearly what's happening on the planet and able to come up with solutions, positive solutions. And now let this energy touch all the animals. Let them recharge, regenerate, all the insects, the bees, the bats. See them being given the energy they need to live, to survive, to be healthy. Send it to the birds. Let them recharge, regenerate. And now allow this energy to come into all our food supply, into the earth, sending the earth the nutrients it needs so we can eat healthier. Send energy to all that GMO food and let it be filled with such a high energy that the GMO goes back to its divine blueprint. And see all the GMO crops being reversed as it dies off, and seeds from around the area that are natural reseed, and things come back to life that are healthy. So let's send this energy into the air we breathe and see it reoxygenate the air, neutralize all toxins, neutralize radiation, now allow this energy to go into the ozone layer and see the ozone becoming very solid, and then send this energy out farther so it goes into the satellite belts and see the satellites that are not being used for the purpose of humanity becoming so electromagnetic that they're now drawing all the space junk to it and knocks it just off out of balance so it can no longer function, especially all the 5G satellites. And around all the 5G satellites, we are going to wrap them all in Faraday material. And this includes everything that they're connected to on the earth. See it all wrapped in Faraday so no signals can get out and no one can be hurt or harmed. And now send this energy out even farther. To touch all the planets. And we thank them for everything they've done for us. All right, so we're going to fill this up with light and love. And we're going to take a deep breath and release it. And again, I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. And so does my dog tonight. Sorry for all the barking, but I'm sure it might be keeping everybody awake. All right, so we're going to end this part of the energy work. Other than one more bubble, and we're going to put in all the light workers on the planet, including you guys, and see everyone filling up with whatever they need to be successful, filling up with so much light that they're magnets for what they need, people to work with, money, their divine mates. All the abundance they need. Let the doors be open. So send energy to everyone's heart chakra so they can recharge and regenerate. And this helps them heal their life force. Give extra energy to their life force so they can heal themselves. And now let's send them divine joy. And see everyone reconnecting to the Creator. In a way that they're successful, they're happy, they know what they have to do. Any worries or cares just released, any traumas just released and replaced with light and joy and happiness. Okay, now we can fill it up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. And I give thanks for this opportunity to serve. Now I'm done with the energy work. So thank you guys for tuning in and doing this energy work for me, with me. It does make a difference. And, you know, if you have anything you want me to work on, just send me a little notice, either to UPR and Radio or to my website, angellightohm.com, or to my Facebook page, Kathy Bilski, which I still do a lot of light work. And, you know, if you need something more personal through my, if you need curse removal, energy work done for healing, pain release, or even soul retrieval, you can always call me at my store at 808-775-9400. And, you know, we can do it over the phone or Skype. And if you want, you can also catch it on my YouTube channel. It's there, a lot of it. So, you know, I'm out there. The energy's work is out there, which is my gift to you. And use it. You know, the curse removal, if you know you're being cursed, if your life is really rough, then say it every day. Clear that path out. Clear all the possibilities. And in the meantime, you know, you can still do light work. It's important. We can't stop now. Even if you just chant to yourself, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Simple, simple, simple. And it does make a difference. You know, you can call it around your kids. May divine enlightenment descend around blah, blah, blah. No. May divine enlightenment awaken. May divine joy descend on your child, your friend. You know, calling down divine energy. As long as you put divine in front of it, you're calling down that aspect of God that that person probably lost and could use a little energy goose. And whenever you've done the work, sometimes always say, not my will, but thy will be done. And that's, you know, keeps you from getting in trouble. But again, you call the divine energy down around people. You're okay. You know, you are adding light to the planet. You are adding extra energy around that person to help them heal and move forward in life, in joy. Well, this is it for this week, Guy. I thank you all for tuning in. You know, this is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap, Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio. And this is July 10th, 2020. Remember, Mercury is still retrograde, so things can be a little screwy for another week. You know, just be aware and allow yourself to bend with the wind. If you need help, you know, contact me with healing or soul retrieval, curse removal. Need any rocks or stones? I own a rock shop. I own the largest crystal in Hawaii. It's over 1,000-pound celestial smoky quartz that I let people touch and hug. And then I have another big earthkeeper crystal that's over 650 pounds at my store. So I have a lot of angel light healing tools. Really, they are awesome for pain and stress release, and they glow in the dark. Never have to plug them in, and you just put your energy through it. A 5-year-old can do it. And you can catch that on my website, www.angelite.com at AOL.com. And on that note, I'm going to say aloha and catch you next week. Good night, guys.